Whoo, boy.
It is Monday, April 30th, approximately 5:10 p.m. My name is TJ Freck. This is the TJ Freck Cast. This is a road-isode. That means I'm driving home from my job. And I'm on a microphone. I'm on a headset, basically, because... Then I got a phone call by some spammer. So let's hope that got a... I wonder if that came through. I don't know. Wonder if it paused my recording too. Nope, didn't pause the recording. This is all behind the scenes stuff now, I guess. Anyway, yeah, I'm on my way home. Rotisode, as I said. So let's see. I was going to talk about Bill Cosby is going to jail for the rest of his life. Ha ha ha. Which is probably going to be like 36 weeks or something like that. That's such a bummer. You know, not that he's going to jail. He definitely should be going to jail, and he should be going to jail for a lot longer time. Like, he's one of those people that I wish they would bring back to life just so he could serve more jail time. See, that's the thing. People were like, if somebody, there's people who are like, oh, they should just kill some guy who's going to prison. I'm like, yeah, I get why you'd say that. But, like, that's killing somebody while they're serving a long prison sentence. Is basically like a mercy killing. That's giving them a way out of their actual punishment, you know? It's the same reason you don't really hit kids. You're not supposed to hit kids. Well, there's a lot of reasons you're not supposed to hit kids. But that's one of them. You smack a kid once, that's not like... That's a quick thing. That's not something that they have to think about now. Because they got punished. Well, now they don't have to think about it. I'm wrong about that. I'm no child psychologist. Just don't hit your kids, moron. Anyway. Yeah, people are like, oh, you know, somebody should... If you're going to prison, you should... Something terrible like that, you should die. Like, no. You want them to live long. You want them to live long so they actually get the punishment. You know, I'm pretty sure I've never been to prison. I know I've never been to prison. I'm pretty sure that that is no picnic. Like, the next however long he's got to live, which isn't going to be long enough, I'm pretty sure he's not going to be happy. But, I didn't see how far they sentenced him. I know that he got... convicted for 3 counts of something. And he'll be living, like, the rest of his days in prison. And I'm saying it's not enough. Like, if he starts dying in prison, they should bring him back to life just so he can finish out his prison sentence. That's the kind of messed up guy I guess I am. Somebody's gonna pipe up, you're talking about an American... icon. An American icon. Bill Cosby, American icon. You know, he brought so much to the world in comedy. And you know, to a point, that's not wrong. He normalized, trying to choose my words right here. He normalized an African-American family... way, like, the way that people look at that, I guess. No, I shouldn't say that, because that's like saying All in the Family was a normal white family, and they weren't. I don't know. I guess, in general, it just brought so much to this world that I can't believe you're saying that. Like, well, yeah. That's what you think. you know, a lot of the people who have the problem with this, like, oh, it was so long ago. That doesn't make it any better. Well, I mean, he did this when he was younger. So? That's still terrible. He should be punished. And it's even worse because he just plays it off. Like, oh, so I did that. Like, no, dude, you need to stand accountable for your actions. You know, as much as, like, I hear old-timers bitch and complain, the youth today don't, you know, they don't know nothing about being held accountable for their actions, blah, blah. Like, hey, you let Bill Cosby run rampant all over Hollywood for how many years? Yeah. Don't have much to say about that, do you? Yeah. You let this guy drug scores of women and sexually assault them. I don't feel bad for you losing your heroes. You know, when you get somebody like, oh, the old timers did so much of this stuff, so much of that stuff. Nah. You also let Bill Cosby go. You didn't hold people accountable for horrible, terrible things like he did. Never mind, like, rampant sexism. You know. Never mind all that. It was better in the old days. No, it wasn't. It wasn't better in the old days. People who say things like that, oh, it was better in the old days, are people who are nostalgic to a fault. It's really, like, honestly, that's something I can't get behind with nostalgia. Like, I love playing old Nintendo games. It's a lot of fun for me to pick up, you know, Super Mario Brothers 1 or Mario 3 or, you know, the original Legend of Zelda and play those games. That's a fun little act for me. But I'm not going to walk around saying, the games were so much better back then. Because it's not true. You know, Legend of Zelda, the first one for Nintendo, is one of the best games made, sure. As far as fun factor goes, but, like, that was, what, over 30 years ago now? Things have changed. You know, games are... Oh, cranked my neck. There's games that have come out that are better than that game. Just the way it goes, you know what I mean? Things were better, man. Nostalgia. I had a bit of a nostalgia over the weekend, actually. I'm gonna get into that a little later. That's pretty much, like, that's what I should make a theme of my podcast. I can't talk today, apparently, is nostalgia killing, because that's what I do. That's how I spend a lot of my time now. I just end up killing some kind of nostalgia from my past. Like, Bill Cosby is a prime example, because I watched a Bill Cosby show when I was a little kid. I watched, what was the name of his show? Fat Albert. I watched the Fat Albert show when I was a kid. I listened to Bill Cosby's comedy album. Somebody had gotten me a stand-up cassette a long, long time ago. And, you know, he had quite a few bits on that tape. And you could hear all of his stand-up that was, I mean, groundbreaking for the time. You know, he became such a big force in show business. And it was hard even for me when I first heard the allegations that, you know, Bill Cosby has a history of drugging and sexually assaulting women. You don't want to believe it at first. When you hear somebody at that stature who's meant so much in your life, when you hear it for the first time, you're like, no, 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 no. He couldn't have. Dr. Huxtable drugging and raping women? He would never do that. Yeah, Dr. Huxtable might not. That doesn't mean Bill Cosby's not an effing scumbag. And that's a problem we have in this country, is that we hold these people in such high regard. They're human beings too. Which means they aren't necessarily good. There's only like a handful of wholesome people that have ever walked this earth. And yet, you know, Bill Cosby's definitely not one of them. He wanted to make money just like everybody else in this current world. And he made money by doing what he did. He was good at what he did, so he got paid what he did. And I know a lot of these happened, like a lot of the assaults happened when he was king of the entertainment world. And it sucks that, like, the reason they couldn't come out is because they would be ruined. That is ridiculously terrible. And, like, America's had a lot of dark times in our past. And, you know, we do get better every year. We get better about something. We, you know, we are less racist than we were last year. We're more accepting of transgender people than we were, you know, 6 months ago. We're, you know, we're getting to a point where we're not caring what a person is as long as they're a person. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to diminish the quality of a person. Who, you know, I'm not trying to diminish the quality of a trans person or anything like that. I'm saying that we're going to look at people as people instead of, you know, other things. Start worrying about people's living and well-being instead of anything else. I guess. You know what I'm saying? I think I know what I'm saying. It's just terrible. Terrible that that all happened. I feel bad for those women, and I'm glad that at least some justice is getting done, even though it's really not enough. On like any level, it's really not enough justice. He deserves to go to jail for his full term plus. I should look that up when I get home, that how much he actually went to jail for, because he deserves it. Anyway, Bill Cosby sucks, and I'm glad he's going to jail. That's the end of my little rant. Get rid of these old effers who think they're higher than the law. They're above the law. You know. I don't feel bad for Harvey Weinstein. Not at all. I don't feel bad for Bill Cosby. They knew what they did, and they did it anyway. They're terrible. Terrible people. Now, okay. I'm gonna get off of that subject. It's a little heavy. A little annoying. It's annoying that we have to deal with it. I want to point that out. That these kind of people, like, exist in our world. Anyway, speaking of nostalgia, I was talking about nostalgia earlier, because that's what Bill Cosby, that's part of the reason people are so vehemently, is that the right word? Ferociously. That's why people are ferociously, like, trying to defend him, because of the nostalgia. He was such a good, no. I had a bit of nostalgia over the weekend. I was holding my baby boy. And I was looking through things to watch on Hulu, and The Karate Kid was on there. Now, a few years ago, they remade Karate Kid with Jalen Smith and Jackie Chan. I didn't watch that. I have yet to watch it. I have no desire to watch it. And I was a little bit worried watching The Karate Kid, because if you listen to last week's episode, I watched an episode of Voltron. An old episode of Voltron, like the 80s version of Voltron. And I was comparing it to the new Netflix Voltron, which, I'm going to say this again, Netflix Voltron is awesome. 80s Voltron, not so much. Now, I was worried that it was going to end up like that. So, you know, I popped on The Karate Kid, and I was watching it, and getting myself in the mindset that this was made in the 80s. I don't think that would have helped with Voltron because it was so bad. But I kind of got myself into the 80s mindset while I was watching Karate Kid. And I watched it. I gotta finish it yet. So, but I know how it ends. I'm going to say, like, the guy who directed it, I don't have his name in front of me right now because I'm driving. The guy who directed it did a really good job of storytelling. Storytelling? Yeah. Storytelling. You know, he made good shots. He didn't build it to be overly cheesy, which is kind of like a problem with some of the 80s movies. Some of the stuff in the 80s was overly cheesy. And this one wasn't too far out. You know, I don't think there were gangs of karate students walking around beating people up. That may be a bit far-fetched. I mean, they had a... Okay. So the guy had a reason, I guess, to fight Daniel-san. Which, we're listening to Pat Morita... Okay, this part of the movie kind of bothers me a lot. Pat Morita doing the stereotypical Asian... talking, because he was also in Happy Days, where he talked like a normal human being. He was in other stuff where he talked like a normal guy. I don't think they would have lost anything if they would have made him just talk like a normal, like, yeah, I live in the United States, I'm from Okinawa, my dad was, you know, he was a fisherman and he taught me karate. Yeah, I think they could have gotten away with it with him not being, you know, overly Asian, quote unquote, overly stereotypical Asian. That being said, I don't think it took away from the movie too much. The only reason I know about it is because, you know, like I said, I've seen Pat Morita and other things, so I knew, like, I know on Happy Days he talked normal. And on Robot Chicken, he talked normal. Which is actually one of my favorite Robot Chicken sketches. Where Joey Fatone is going to a karate tournament. And he gets taught by Pat Morita. And I remember Joey Fatone in the skit being like, "Yeah, thanks, Mr. Mealy. My name's Pat Morita." And at the end, it's... I forget what happens, but he just goes, "Yeah, I'm Pat effing Morita. What do you want?" He's eating, like, a corn dog or something. Great show. Robot Chicken is way underrated. I love that show. Anyway, back to the movie. I don't think it was too far... For the 80s, it wasn't too stereotypical. You know, I'm looking at this from, you know, 30-year-old glasses or whatever. Looking at it in retrospect. And yeah, I'm going to look at it in retrospect and be like, yeah, he played up that Asian angle pretty well. That stereotype, as it were. But anyway, back to the movie. Stop nitpicking that stuff. The dialogue wasn't cheesy. That's something I was really worried about. Going into it, because the dialogue for Voltron was incredibly cheesy. The accents were terrible. You know, in the movie, Daniel LaRusso moves from, I believe it was Brooklyn or Queens, and moves to California with an understandably New York City accent. So if that wasn't too far-fetched. You know, him coming around with the New York set. New York, ugh. I can't talk today, apparently. The New York accent and not making it, once again, not making it too much of a showcase, but where was I going? Okay, anyway, the story wasn't too far-fetched. The situation, the dialogue wasn't too far-fetched. It made sense in the scenes. It didn't take you out of the scene. Like, there wasn't too many jokes. It was pretty fluid. Not saying super realistic, because I think it was, what, 6 weeks he mastered karate? Was the story. But, like I said, I'm not all the way through, but I know that, like, it doesn't get cheesy. And that's an 80s problem. There's 80s movies that get incredibly cheesy, especially ones geared towards children or younger viewers. And I tried to... that was the 80s. I'm not, like... The 2000s isn't any better. I will say the 90s was better. I'm going to revisit that on another day. But, like, the X-Men cartoon didn't treat kids like they were stupid. And I feel like that's what a lot of 80s movies and 2000s shows do. Like, there's a lot of treating kids like they're dumb. And kids aren't dumb. You know? I deal with my girlfriend's three kids along with my baby boy. And they're not dumb. They're not dumb kids in any capacity. They're kids. So there's stuff they don't understand. But, like, there's things that they watch that I'm just cringing at because they're talking to them like they're stupid. And I think that's something that I never liked in 80s shows after I'd grown up and watched a few. In 2000s, like, I've been watching, like I said, the shows my girlfriend's kids watch. It's terrible. I rewatched the whole X-Men series from the 90s, and I was blown away at how mature it really was. You know, Spider-Man was the same way. Maybe if I watch some real little kids programming, it'll be different. But, anyway, so far, going back to Karate Kid. Let me think here. Dialogue was good. The action scenes were not super cheesy. They were pretty good action scenes. They weren't overly, like, Bruce Lee action scenes. They were pretty grounded, which is what you want in a movie like that. You're trying to give kids hope that that Daniel-san is going to come back and you know, teach these kids a lesson. And he, you know, if you've never seen the movie, if you have Hulu, go watch it. If you don't, find another way to watch it. You know, at the end of I'm not going to spoil a 30-year-old movie for you. I'm going to spoil a 30-year-old movie for you where in the last bits of the tournament, one of the antagonists' group, one of the Cobra Kai henchmen, as it were, sweeps the leg and injures Daniel-san, busts up his ankle, or his leg, or his knee. I can't remember offhand. I need to finish watching the movie. And that's the whole thing. Like, they get to the final round, and it's Daniel versus Johnny. Johnny is the antagonist through the whole movie. And if you want to know how it starts, here's how it starts, okay? The reason Johnny's going after Daniel so much is because Daniel made eyes at a girl, and they struck up a friendship and kind of started dating. And this girl was Johnny's ex. Like, they had broken up because he was a dick. That's what I gained from any kind of time they talked about it. Like, hey, why did you and Johnny break up? He was a dick with a stupid cobra on his shirt. That's really all the more you need. for him. I mean, the dude himself is probably not a bad guy. The actor who plays him, probably not a bad guy at all. But, yeah, that's how the whole conflict starts. The whole movie is up till he convinces Mr. Miyagi to teach him karate. The whole movie is him getting his ass kicked. Okay, this is the TJ explains the plot of the movie section of the podcast. Okay, here's the whole plot. Daniel LaRusso moves from New York City, New York City, to California, one of the valley towns in California, where he meets some friends and befriends this gal that he finds super attractive. And he's hitting on said gal, trying to win her over. And said gal has an ex-boyfriend named Johnny, who is a martial arts black belt with Cobra Kai. And they're his instructor, who is a complete, one of the, like, they really play up him being, I think they said Vietnam in the movie. But, like, they have pictures of him in Rambo poses, you know, with his rank and infantry and all that stuff on the wall. And he treats his karate instructions as if he was a drill sergeant. And teaches them to take no mercy. And is very hard on his students. And attacks a student in the middle of a form. And practicing punches and that kind of stuff. So, yeah, Daniel-san is getting the shit kicked out of him for most of the movie. Until Mr. Miyagi realizes, oh, well, you know, not only is this guy Daniel, this kid Daniel, he's a good kid. Not only is he getting beat up by Cobra Kai on a regular basis, especially this Johnny guy who's jealous, I guess. Not only that, but the karate instructor for Cobra Kai is a complete dick. And not really teaching the kids the reason for karate. Like, he's teaching them offensive karate when karate is defensive. Like, that's what most martial arts are, defensive martial arts. You don't really find people teaching martial arts with the intention of going out and beating people up. It's usually defensive. But this guy is teaching offensive. You know, go out and beat weak people up. So he wants to teach him a lesson as well as, you know, help Daniel get confidence to soar above the bullshit that Johnny's putting him through. So Daniel and Mr. Miyagi go to the dojo, the Cobra Kai dojo, and the Cobra Kai instructor guy is like, hey man, what are you hanging out in our dojo for? And Johnny's like, hey man, this is the guy who took my broad. He probably said broad in the movie. I'm going to say he said broad, because broad's not a good term to call any lady. This is the guy that stole my broad. And all the rest of the Cobra Kai guys start circling around, and looks like there might be a brawl. And the Cobra Kai guy was like, hey, you know, I heard Daniel was fighting with my boys, and he should be taking care of this kind of stuff by himself. And Mr. Miyagi's like, yeah, well, if it's a one-on-one thing, it's not a big deal. You know, Daniel gets into a fight one-on-one and gets his butt kicked, that's down Daniel. When it's 5-1 against Daniel, yeah, it's a little different, but that's how I wish, like, I wish Mr. Miyagi was like a Pennsylvanian guy and just talked like that. Nah, bud. Listen. 5-1, not fair, man. Not fair. That'd be funny. Somebody should remake Karate Kid with Miyagi being a Central Pennsylvania redneck. No, man. You don't mess with the don't do that kind of stuff. Anyway. This 5-1's not fair. The Cobra Kai guys are like, well, whoop-de-doo, man. I don't care what you have to say, Miyagi. Miyagi's like, look, man, I don't want any trouble. I just, like, look. Just leave Daniel alone from now on, okay? And Johnny kind of makes some passive-aggressive comment. Basically says, no, we're going to still beat up on Daniel. And Miyagi's like, fine, you don't want to play that game, that's fine. How about this? In like 6 weeks, there's this tournament going on. And you can't pick on him until the tournament, after the tournament. And if he beats you in the tournament, you got to leave him alone from now on. And that's it. You're done. Johnny laughs. Cobra Kai guy laughs. They're like, fine. Nobody touches Daniel until after the tournament. Which kind of throws Daniel for a loop. Miyagi's like, yeah, dude, we're going to do this. Daniel's like, all right, yeah, you're going to teach me kung fu or karate. And then after I get my ass kicked, I'm going to get my ass kicked again. Miyagi's like, no, that's not going to happen. Don't worry. And so Daniel and Miyagi pop into the car. Go back to Miyagi's house. Mr. Miyagi's house. He's like, all right, Mr. Miyagi, let's get learning. I want to learn some kung fu. He's like, yeah. First, I need you to clean all my cars and polish them. Polish them like this. And that creates a new montage. Basically a montage of Daniel doing housework for Miyagi. And in like gets he's doing all his housework. He has a blown date with Allie with an eye. He's like, Miyagi, I'm frustrated. I can't understand why you keep making me do this stuff. We have a scene where Miyagi's like, all right, fine. You want to F and learn some karate? Here we go. Wax on, wax off. Do that motion that I told you. Do that. He does it. Okay, paint up and down. Does it. Now look. Miyagi starts punching. Wax on, wax off. You know, he gets it. Like then, oh, it clicks in his head. Oh, all this work I've been doing, not only has it been helping Mr. Miyagi do chores, but it also taught me kung fu. Look at this. Look what I'm doing here. Now all my arms are, like, I'm strong in all the areas I need to be strong in. And I know some kung fu stuff. And that continues for a while. He learns the crane kick at one point. See, this is the part of the movie where I have paused, so I don't quite remember what happens in the middle, other than his mom finds out he's doing this tournament. I think his girlfriend finds out he's doing the tournament. And then a lot of the movie is the tournament, where he's going through. He fights a Cobra Kai guy who sweeps his leg and breaks his leg. And Daniel has to fight Johnny, Cobra Kai Johnny, with a bum leg. And he gets his butt whooped a couple of times. It's like a best of five bout. If you've ever seen a karate tournament, it's, you know, whoever gains the upper hand first gets the point. So it's best of five. Daniel gets punched, gets beat, and he gets back in the ring and starts doing the crane kick. And stupid Johnny runs right into the crane kick. Daniel wins. That's where the movie ends. He runs around with a trophy, gimps around with a trophy. Everyone wins. Everyone's happy. Except for Johnny and Cobra Kai guy. You don't see how angry Cobra Kai guy gets until Karate Kid Part 2, which I'm not going to go over today. And that's the movie. Please, do yourself a favor and go out and rent it. Don't rent the Jackie Chan one. I can't recommend it based solely on I haven't seen it. If you want to watch one, Hilary Swank, it's not that good. Don't bother. I don't think that one's even on Netflix. I don't think the Jackie Chan one is, or on Hulu, rather. I don't think the Jackie Chan one is either. Which is sad because I'm a big fan of Jackie Chan. But anyway, that was Karate Kid. Like I said, it's an 80s movie that actually is pretty good. It's geared towards kids. It's actually, you know, a decent movie. Get out and watch it. It's better. Like, last week I said about how older, like, how Voltron, old Voltron sucked compared to new Voltron. Well, this week it's old Karate Kid is better than new Karate Kid. You know, there's some art form. Like, there's some films that are just timeless. I'm not going to say Karate Kid's timeless, because there is some hokey stuff. But when you compare it to some other hokey stuff from the 80s, it's not that bad. You got to remember that a lot of stuff from that era was, like, handcuffed. They were handicapped by technology. You know, film was expensive. They couldn't do crazy giant explosions like Michael Bay likes to do. They had to, come with practical effects that make it look real. You know, it was never, you know, they didn't have, you could get a bunch of special effects for a quarter. Those are the kind of movies where you look back, like Ghostbusters, and you say, how did they do all these special effects? And then you hear how they did them, and you're like, oh my god, that must have been mind-numbing. But they had to come up with creative ways to tell the story. That's why, like, I don't think giving somebody a wide open road to do things is necessarily the best course. You know, if you handicap somebody, they come up with a better story around those confines. And, you know, they'll figure it out. They're not going to walk around and say, I couldn't make the new Star Wars because I couldn't do this. No, it's like, okay, I'm doing the new Star Wars. I need this shot. How am I going to do it? And how am I going to make it so it doesn't bankrupt the company? But that's a podcast for another day. Oh, I talked about Karate Kid a lot today. If you want to join me talking about, like, an old movie, comparing it to a new movie sometime, just let me know. Hit me up on the TJ Freckcast Facebook page, which is, you can send me messages now. You can hit me up on Anchor. Leave me a message on Anchor. That was for you. It's a freebie. You know, I'm around. Hit me up if you want to have a comment on this episode. If you want to appear on a future episode. Yeah. So please give me a good rating. Give me a good review. Subscribe if you didn't subscribe. Get your friends to subscribe. Let's get some grassroots things going here. Listen in, contribute, do what you can do. I think next week maybe I'll do some other kind of thing like this. I really like talking about the comparison between two old things. Does that make sense? It does to me. Anyway, once again, thanks for listening. Please rate, subscribe if it's on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends. Send me messages through the Facebook. Send me messages on Anchor, because Anchor rules. Hug your friends. Kiss your mom. Don't fart into a gas can. Light your butt on fire. Whatever you... Don't do that. Don't harm yourself. Don't harm anybody else. Anyway, this has been the TJ Freck Cast. I have been TJ Freck. Have a good night.